From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Deadly shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, bud. Hey, right now, we need your truck. We just need to get people over to the hospital, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Put them all in the back.
Okay. Can you pull over?
Two people in a pickup truck as their vehicle is utilized by police as emergency medical transport for victims of the Las Vegas slaughter to a hospital. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 50 people and wounding more than 400 others in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock from Mesquite, Nevada. The gunman attacked the crowd of over 22,000 from his hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, located across the street from the outdoor venue, where videos showed concertgoers ducking for cover, screaming and running as the repeated shots rang out. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said SWAT officers breached the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. He said it's believed that Paddock killed himself. Police also found numerous weapons in his room. President Trump spoke to the nation just a little while ago.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
Authorities had also searched for a woman described as Paddock's roommate in order to get more information, but in a later statement said she was no longer a person of interest. This is VOA News. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday and voted overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona to celebrate. Among them is Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people despite what he called state aggression, referring to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds were injured. Spanish analyst Carles Castillo of the Atlantic Council said he expects the independence declaration to be made.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not. I think they will go ahead and they'll do it, trying to force Europe or, you know, the European Commission to jump into this, or trying to force the Spanish government to negotiate.
The ballot has no legal standing. It's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, warns that asylum for people fleeing war and persecution is eroding as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their local and national interests. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a record 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced by war and persecution worldwide at the end of last year, including 22.5 million refugees who had crossed international borders. In a somber assessment of the current global situation, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi notes in just 5 weeks, half a million Rohingya refugees have fled terrifying violence in Myanmar.
Principled leadership has frequently given way to an erosion of refugee rights, driven by confused and sometimes frightened public opinions, often stirred up by irresponsible politicians.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
So far this year, the UNHCR reports more than 2 million people have fled their countries as refugees. A Fatah delegation is due in Gaza on Monday, including the Palestinian Authority prime minister, in the latest effort to reconcile with Hamas. Randolph Macon College history professor Michael Fishbach, who watches the Middle East closely, said unity has remained elusive over the past decade.
Many ordinary people in Gaza, according to various media reports, remain skeptical. But I do think the Middle East in general has gone through such remarkable changes in the last 6 or 7 years, and even more in the short term from that I think there really is a possibility that this one could work.
He acknowledges there are a number of obstacles, including the future of the Hamas army and future relations with Israel. Hamas has called for Israel's destruction, and Israel considers it a terrorist organization. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.